Have you ever felt really good about something and really bad about it at the same time? We moved this summer, and my younger son was really excited because we were moving to this really cool place. And we were moving from a really cool place, and so he couldn't decide whether he was happy about the move or was really sad about the move. Any of you ever experienced that kind of a thing? Frank, yeah, do you want to say it?
No.
Anybody want to say a time that you felt that juxtaposition, that balance, that paradox of being really excited and really sad at the same time? Yes, Johanna. Anytime you went into labor, maybe it's good, maybe it's bad. Any others? That's true. Whenever you go into labor, something will come out of it. And always good. We deal with this, even if we don't want to say it, all the time. I think of memorial services, the way Unitarian Universalists celebrate memorial services. On the one hand, we're mourning a death and a loss and a pain that in many ways will never go away. And at the same time, we're celebrating a life. And there's so much joy in a UU memorial service, so much happiness mingled, commingled with that sadness. Getting a little more abstract, we just celebrated Thanksgiving here, and did everybody have a good time? With your family, maybe, or maybe especially not with your family? How many of you were here for the Thanksgiving potluck? Looked like it was an amazing, amazing group. Well, Thanksgiving is a huge part of American culture. But in the 1970s, some of the indigenous peoples in our country protested. There was a gathering every year at Plymouth where the pilgrims landed, and we know that that's where the big celebration was, where the pilgrims and the Indians came together to collaborate and celebrate. And these folks were saying that that's not what happened. In fact, in the speech that was given, that a man named Wamsutta said, "My ancestor welcomed you, and that was our first big mistake." And so since that day, there has been a movement to replace Thanksgiving with a national day of mourning, a day to recognize that that story that we have been told isn't the true story. The true story is less appealing. It wouldn't make for a really great school play. And yet, there's a truth in it. We live in a both-and world. We live in a world where it's hard to know whether happy or sad should cancel each other out. Because the truth is, there is no simple happy and sad separate. There is no simple good and bad separate. There are no heroes and villains separate. Alexander Solzhenitsyn said, "If only there were evil people somewhere insidiously committing evil deeds, and it were necessary only to separate them from the rest of us and destroy them, that would be good. But the line dividing good and evil," he said, "cuts through the heart of every human being. And who is willing to destroy a piece of their heart?" This recognizing, owning, and accepting that good and bad commingle, that happiness and sorrow commingle, that joy and despair commingle, makes life really complex and makes it really hard to navigate this world. And can raise for us the question, is it okay for me to feel happy knowing that other people are suffering? Is it okay for me to celebrate while other people are mourning? And the reverse is true too. How many of us, when feeling terrible, try our best not to put that on other people because we don't want to mess up their happiness? Anybody else? Really? I'm the only one who does that? I'm going to come back to these thoughts a little later in the service. For now, I want us to hold that paradox, to hold that discomfort, to hold that confusion, and to hold it while we sing.
We are going to be doing a kind of music.
So we've been talking about some things that I want to encourage us to maybe get in touch with in our bodies for a minute. So what does it feel like in your body when you're feeling frightened? Anybody? What's it feel like to feel frightened? Yeah. Your upper back gets tight. Yeah.
I want to curl up.
You want to curl up really small. Yeah. Your stomach clenches.
It's hard to breathe.
It's hard to breathe. Your brain goes crazy.
I grind my teeth.
You grind your teeth. You see only the thing you're afraid of. Yeah. Anybody else? So let's imagine that for a minute. We all know what that feels like. We all know what it feels like to be afraid or worried or anxious. So close your eyes, if you will, and maybe even move your body. Like maybe you get tight or small or hunched or crunched or tense. Just feel that for a minute. And let your body breathe into that and then release it. Let it go. Breathe it out. Maybe even shake it out. And then what's it feel like when you feel at ease or relaxed? You can feel the pew holding you up. What does it feel like when you feel at ease or relaxed? Edith.
Words come easily.
And thoughts come easily. More open and loving.
Breathe more deeply.
Your mind wanders. Anybody else?
Comforted or comfortable.
Comforted or comfortable. Yeah. Yeah. And we all know what that feels like, too. We all know what it feels like to feel at ease, to feel relaxed. So I want to invite you, and you can close your eyes again if you like, to take a deep breath. And maybe if you like to go ahead and reach your hands up and feel that expansive connection to the wider world. And let yourself feel that energy up there. Maybe even wave your hands in greeting and in welcome. And stretch if you can. And imagine a big bubble of light and energy and peace. And pull it back down into your heart. And every week in children's worship, we begin our time together by taking a breath. And what we do is we breathe in, and we breathe out, and we say together, I am relaxed. And it's an invitation to remember that we can do that for ourselves anytime and anywhere. So I invite you to think about paying attention to your breath, to welcoming in energy when you're feeling frightened, to remind yourself of that sense of ease and comfort. And we're going to sing a song now that I also hope you will really embody and internalize this morning so that you can carry this song with you and sing it throughout your days and weeks.
It's not a
So take that song with you.